Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Gotta tell ya, I just love it when I see thought leaders do something right. Yoshino's approach to his crowded marketplace was a pleasant surprise. Let's take a short trip to the dark side though. What are some of the easy-to-make common mistakes that keep us from our best place in noisy markets? I see these two all the time. First up is our assumptions about our market. Too many of us are too attached to our approach, our methodology, and we explore our marketplace with that lens. That keeps us from seeing our best outcome in places where we can shine. In a world where content is a constant avalanche, we can't get into a battle of best solutions or the best way to reframe a problem. Instead, we need to change the question and play a new game. In Yoshino's example, he left the "How can the recipient manage the situation" contest behind? Because there's already a lot of books that address that issue. By being open, he discovered the "What can the ally do better" game. Broader appeal, less competition. Second is how we participate in hot button issues. It's way too tempting to jump in with both feet, using these conversations to get our perspective noticed. The problem? Everyone uses this direct approach. Let's go back to our example again. You know, he could have waded into the already crowded "Is cancel culture going too far" debate and quickly become just another professor commenting from his ivory tower. Instead, he addressed the issue via the side door by tapping into the desire of allies to be perfect in a high-stakes environment where mistakes are plentiful. By focusing on the shame-free approach, all sides are intrigued without diluting his uniqueness. But we often miss these better indirect routes in our zeal to participate. The common denominator here? Where we put our attention. Shift our focus away from ourselves, step back and think, what's missing here, and how can I contribute to the missing piece? And do I always have to take the direct route? Answer these questions and you'll be surprised at how your approach can be adjusted to fit that scenario. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.